Churches all over the world are reading out of the Gospel of John today in chapter 20. And we're hearing the story of Mary Magdalene and coming to the tomb and of Peter and John running, trying to get there first and experiencing the emptiness of the tomb, the fear, the sadness, the joy. Everywhere, people are announcing and sharing the story of the good news of the gospel, the surprise that we all got on Easter morning, that the tomb was empty, death did not have victory, God won, love won, praise be to God, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. But today, in this world, there's a whole lot of people who might say, isn't it rather foolish to continue to believe this? Isn't it rather foolish to believe that the God who created the heavens and the earth came to earth as a human being and died on a cross and rose again? Aren't you all being just a little bit silly in this thing you call Christianity? Aren't you just being a little bit silly being followers of Jesus Christ? But we're not, are we? It's not foolishness to believe. How many of you can remember when Jesus called your name? Now, I know he might not have physically called your name. He might not have said, Christy, I love you. But you knew the moment Christ loved you, didn't you, Christy? I'm putting you on the spot, sorry. Yes, you did. How many of you remember that moment when Christ came into your life and you knew you were loved? How many of you can remember that moment? You're all looking at me like, what moment? I hope you had that moment. I hope you had that moment when your whole life changed because the God who created the heavens and the earth, the God who created the universe, the multitudes of stars in the sky, called you by name and said, you, my child, are my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. And for you, for each and every one of you, I will die. I will give my life so that you might have life more abundantly. I will give my life so that your life will be saved. When that happened, it stopped being foolish to believe. Now, some might be saying it's kind of foolish to continue believing because Christ hasn't come again. Christ promised the kingdom of God would be here on earth as it is in heaven. Well, so when is he coming? This is really foolishness for you to continue to believe he's going to come again. Why do you continue to do this? And our answer? Our answer would be, because I believe in a God who keeps God's promise. I believe in a God who said he would die and in 3 days rise again. I believe in a God who loves me. I believe that I don't have any say in what time Christ is going to come again, but I can believe Christ will. And it's not foolish to believe that. Some people might say, it's rather foolish to believe that love wins. Because if we look around, we could say power wins. We could say money wins. We could say people in the elected officials win. We could say we're always the losers. That's what they would tell us. Isn't it foolish to believe that love wins? Look at all the hate that's going around the world. Look at all the people who are afraid in the world. Look at all the people who are hungry and poor because of other things in their lives. How do you say love wins when the world is saying, no, it doesn't? Power wins. Money wins. Control wins. You're rather foolish to believe that love wins. But on Easter morning, it makes absolute sense to me that love wins. It makes absolute sense to me that the only way for the world to be transformed is for us to love one another as Christ loved us. The only way that the world will be transformed is through the transforming power of the Holy Spirit that catches us all on fire with love, so that as we learn to love one another, as we learn to love everyone here, as we learn to love everyone outside our doors, as we learn the negotiating thing that love is, because love isn't easy, is it? It's not easy, brothers and sisters, because we hurt one another because we're human, because we want things that the other has, because we desire things that the other has. Because of our own humanness, we hurt one another. But that doesn't stop love. If we take the time to meet one another in that place of love, if we take the time to say to the one who hurt us, "I'm sorry. You hurt me. And this is how it felt." If we take the time to work through relationships with each other, God will transform that work in a work of love, so that we can then step out and love the stranger, and love the other, and love the other. Because this day of all days reminds us that love wins. This day of all days reminds us that the man who died on the cross and rose again, that night before he died, he ate with the one who betrayed him. He ate with the one who denied him. He ate with all of those who would desert him in that time of need. But he ate with them because he loved them. He ate with them because they were part of his community. He loved the ones who even brought him to the cross. He loved even you and me. And on this day, when we celebrate that the tomb was empty and he called us by name, that he died for us, but he also rose for us, we can tell those who say it's foolish to believe that love wins, that they are the one that the April Fool's joke is really on. This morning, as we gather here at this table, we remember this table as the table of love. We remember this table as that unifying table that brings us all together as one body. Because everywhere across this world, those who are followers of Jesus Christ will be taking the cup and taking the bread. And we, when we say those words of Hosanna, blessed be the one who comes in the name of the Lord, it is going to be echoing throughout the world. Love wins. Praise be to God. It is not foolishness to believe. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.